All right, so you're ready to jump into the crazy world of New York real estate, huh?
Always a wild ride.
It is, and it's smart to figure out this whole mortgage lender thing early, especially with how expensive everything is in NYC.
Definitely.
We're checking out a YouTube video today from Jet Direct Mortgage. It's called Choosing a Mortgage Lender in New York: Ultimate Guide for Homeowners.
Catchy.
I know, right? Sounds a little dry, but it actually has some great tips.
It does.
So the big takeaway is that choosing the right lender is super important, especially in New York.
Yeah, it really makes a difference in everything from loan terms to how smoothly things go.
It's not just about getting the lowest interest rate either, right?
Right, although obviously that's important.
Of course.
But it's more about finding a lender who really gets the New York market, especially if you're looking at those pricier places.
Which in New York is like every place.
Yeah, pretty much.
The video talks about different types of lenders like banks and credit unions and mortgage brokers.
Oh, and the online lenders everyone's using these days.
Right. What are the pros and cons of each, especially for someone buying in New York?
Well, banks are familiar, right? Like if you already bank with them, it's easy.
Yeah.
But their rates and terms might not be the best. It's like,
Interesting.
you go to your regular coffee shop because it's comfortable.
I get it.
But sometimes you got to try that new place across town, even if it's a little out of the way,
For that amazing latte.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about credit unions? Everyone says they have better deals, but what's the catch?
They often do have lower rates and better terms,
Okay.
but you usually have to be a member.
Right.
Some credit unions in New York are for specific jobs or communities.
So it's worth checking out if you qualify.
Absolutely.
Now, mortgage brokers, they seem like they can find you the best deals.
They can.
But do they really make it easier or just more complicated?
Good question. They're kind of like the middleman, right?
Okay.
They shop around for the best rates and terms from different lenders.
So you don't have.
Exactly, and they can be super helpful if your finances are complicated or if you need a special loan.
Like a jumbo loan.
Exactly. We'll talk about those later, but yeah, mortgage brokers can be great for that.
Okay.
But they do add another step to everything, and they usually charge fees.
So they're like the personal shoppers of the mortgage world, but for a price.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Now, what about online lenders? Everyone's using them. They seem so convenient and fast.
They are, but the big question is what happens when things go wrong?
Well, that's a good point.
You want a lender with great customer service because buying in New York can be tricky.
For sure.
It's like choosing between instant ramen and a home-cooked meal. Sometimes you need someone to really take care of you.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
The video also talks about specific things to look at when choosing a lender. Interest rates, obviously, but they say it's not just about finding the absolute lowest rate.
Yeah, you got to compare carefully.
Right.
A slightly higher interest rate with lower fees could actually save you money overall.
That's interesting.
It's all about looking at the total cost, not just one number.
Okay, so speaking of costs, what about all those fees and closing costs the video mentions, like origination fees and appraisal fees?
Ugh, I know, right? They're like a whole other language.
It's a lot.
And they can add up so fast. Let's say you're buying a $1 million apartment in Manhattan.
Okay.
Even a small 1% origination fee is $10,000 upfront.
Wow.
That's why you have to understand all the costs involved. It's like getting hit with a surprise service charge after a great meal. Not fun.
So read the fine print.
Exactly. Don't just skim, dig into the details, ask questions. It's your money.
You have to know where it's going.
Absolutely.
The video also says to check the lender's reputation, read online reviews, ask people for recommendations.
Yeah, word of mouth is huge, especially in New York.
Okay.
Talk to friends, colleagues, family who recently bought in the city.
Good idea.
They'll give you the real scoop on who's good, who's not, who goes the extra mile.
Love it. Okay, now let's talk speed, because I know everyone wants to close on their dream apartment ASAP.
Of course, time is money, especially in New York.
Totally.
That's why getting pre-approved before you even start looking is so important.
Makes sense.
It means you know exactly how much you can borrow, which gives you a huge advantage when you're ready to make an offer.
So pre-approval is like having a VIP pass in the New York real estate game.
Exactly, you're ready to go.
Okay, so pre-approval is key, but this video is just a starting point,
Oh,
right?
yeah. There's a ton to learn about mortgages in New York.
Right.
Like, the video mentions local considerations for higher property values.
Right.
That's hinting at jumbo loans. Those are the big mortgages for those fancy
All
apartments.
right.
And they have their own rules and things to think about.
So research is key.
Definitely, the more you know, the better prepared you'll be for this whole process.
It's exciting, but also a little scary.
For sure, but you can do it.
This video from Jet Direct Mortgage was really helpful. It gave us a great overview of mortgage lenders in New York.
Definitely.
So thanks to them for the info.
And for you, listener, here's something to think about. Since the New York market is so unique, have you considered something like seller financing? It could give you an edge in a bidding war. Good luck with your house hunt. You got this.
Absolutely. All right. We'll see you in the next deep dive.
See ya.
Bye.